Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Five gang members were sentenced today for their roles in the 2018 murder of 15-year-old Lisandro Jr. Guzman Feliz in the Bronx. Reporter Juliet Papa is joining us. Juliet, first of all, refresh our memory. Junior's murder was a case of mistaken identity?
That's right. This happened in June of 2018. He had been walking down the street. He appeared to be, gang members thought he was affiliating with known rival gang members, and he was targeted and set upon. He was chased by car and on foot, and he ran into a bodega to try to escape. And just with great brutality, he was dragged out of the bodega, and he was assaulted with knives and a machete. It was just a horrific, horrific death and the taking of a young life.
So walk us through what happened at today's sentencing.
Well, today there were, I believe, a total of 13 defendants in this case, all gang members, Trinitarios and rival factions of the Trinitarios gang. These were the final five defendants. They all took guilty pleas to manslaughter in the first degree. So these were plea deals. So some of them were sentenced to 12 years behind bars. Two were sentenced to 15 years, and one was sentenced to 18 years behind bars. They came out, most of them, in chains, and some of them wore those protective mitts on their hands. And Junior Guzman's mother, again, spoke at the sentencing, as she has for every one of the defendants.
What did she have to say, being that these were the last five defendants and this is the end of the legal part of the case?
It's interesting. As difficult as it is for her, she says, she speaks with a certain level even of compassion. She says, "I wish I could put you away for life in prison, but I hope this is an example for other people not to join a gang and not to behave in this way and to be brutal and to respect lives." She said, "I will never get my son back." She says, "You will eventually get out." She said, she had a level of understanding, which was sort of remarkable, but she was so strong in her own way. She was not mean or vindictive, but she talked about her son and said he had never had a fight in his life. He was part of the Explorers program with the police department. She said he wanted to be a detective because he wanted to help and protect the city.
Reporter Juliet Papa. Juliet, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.